I'm Andy Summers at the XTU Morning Crew, and we've got a trip to Disney that we want to get you qualified for with one of the craziest stories that I've ever heard. I read this yesterday when my daughter Tori came home from school, and I was like, get over here. You've got to see this story. So Home Depot. Okay, so there's shoppers. I don't even know where to start. So there's Home Depot, I think it was like in Kentucky or something, and this guy comes out of the bathroom and walks up to a Home Depot employee and says that somebody in the bathroom said there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. And he said it three times. So the employee got freaked out, obviously, called 911 and reiterated, we just had a customer who may have made a bomb threat. Somebody came out of the bathroom and said, there's someone in the bathroom who said there's a bomb in here. You have to leave, and said it three times.
Okay.
So apparently that's not exactly what happened. And police arrived on the scene and got to the bottom of the story. A second witness corroborated the same story that the guy in the bathroom said. Or the second witness exclaimed that the man actually told the other people in the bathroom, quote, y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up.
Wait, hold on. Could you please say that again in that same voice?
Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up. So what happened was he had to go number two.
Yeah.
And he was being considerate, really, and saying, like, sure. you don't want to be around when something happens in here.
He wasn't making a threat. He was looking out for the safety of everybody else.
It was quite the opposite of a threat, then, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. So, again, officers responded.
I was going to say the police came.
They realized did not want to go in there. Woo!
Yeah.
You know.
They took the man's word for it and just...
And then everyone moved on. So, for your trip to go to Walt Disney World,
they must be so proud
right now. What did this Home Depot customer, quote unquote, threaten to do? 215-263-6700. 92.5 XTU. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Duriel.
Duriel?
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you. I got it for my birthday.
Oh, clever.
Smart Alec.
So, Duriel.
Yeah.
What happened at Home Depot? What did this customer threaten to do?
He threatened to blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Sadly, yeah.
The bathroom.
Yes, he did. The bathroom.
I would just start laughing hysterically if I'm in one of the other stalls and a guy says that.
I know.
Y'all I'm better like, be careful.
Like, just wait a minute. Wait till I flush. Yeah.
I'm going to pull up my pants.
Duriel, congratulations. We've got a $50 Disney gift card for you, and you're qualified for a trip to Walt Disney World.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And if you win the trip, tell them all that this story got you there.
It's thanks to Fergie's Buick GMC in Satterton, driven to serve.
Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.